Check your political correctness at the door. It's time for the Kate Daly Show.
Isn't common sense supposed to be common? The struggle is real, my friends. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I was recently asked, what is the mission statement for your show? How do you describe the Kate Daly Show? It honestly took me a minute before I could even come up with an answer, because this show is not like any other conservative talk show out there. This show is so different, but it has to be. It's not about propping up one party and blaming the other on a daily basis. It's about getting to the truth, the uncomfortable truth. I'm on this journey to cut through the propaganda that we've been fed and to uncover the truth about our world and our government and what's been going on. We've been sold a box of rocks in this country for over 100 years, and everybody feels it out there. We need to question the narrative, question what we're being told. We need to understand our liberty and our Constitution. Is this show controversial? Yes. You will not leave this show every day without having learned something important or even valuable about how we view the world. We have to say what isn't being said out loud. And in order to do that, we have to check our fear and our political correctness at the door. We get to have over 400 guests a year that visit the show. I have 9 incredible co-hosts that come and join me on a daily basis with a different point of view every single day. We have to get our country back. We have to. We are running out of time. Let's do this. Well, amen to myself. That is absolutely the truth about why we do what we do. So I love that. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Of course, Susan joins me first now with our time change, and really appreciate her and all her research and everything she brings to the show. And we have a lot of headline grabbing stuff to talk about. I mean, you name it, right? We've got all kinds of things. Also, I just wanted to mention, because somebody was asking me about this yesterday, the bill banning chemtrails passes the Tennessee Senate. And that's really odd, considering that most people will, well, not most people, but there's a section of society that says it's a conspiracy theory. And then why do you have to have a bill to ban it? So just again, what... One more time for the crazy way in which people get depicted if you tell the truth. The bill banning chemtrails passes Tennessee Senate. Anyway, did you see that, Susan? I just thought that was interesting.
Yes. Well, and I thought, don't you have to have the science to show that they exist, that it's not just a ghost phenomenon?
I would imagine, in order to ban it? Yeah. Yeah, one would think, but then of course it's just a theory. I mean, it's amazing to me. It passed the state Senate 25-6, and similar legislation has been introduced in 6 other states: Kentucky, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Illinois, South Dakota, Connecticut. Where's all of our really conservative states? Why are we not banning this? Interesting. So I just thought I'd throw that out there.
The conservative states are just in denial. They just sometimes just think things can't be done until one state does it.
I guess so. Who knows? So you have an interesting piece, because we've been talking about this a lot lately on the show, is all about the CBDC coming in. And we will talk about RFK's VP pick, interesting pick. And I mean that sarcastically. And then, of course, Diddy is all over the news. And so there's some background there, some things people might want to clue in on. But let's start with the CBDC. It's coming in, digital currency.
This CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency, which sounds so boring. People are like, aren't we already using digital currencies? No, we are not. We are using electronic transactions. When you pay your mortgage or pay a bill online, things, or you swipe your card, that's an electronic transaction. That is not central bank digital currency. The thing about central bank digital currency, and there's a new article at the Conservative Treehouse by the blogger who has worked there for more than a decade, who has been traveling overseas and clued into what is really happening. He worked as a manager for big box stores, was deeply involved with multinational transactions. And he said, wait a minute, I see what's happening here. And he said, this is why it's important for people to understand. It's not electronic transactions. It is a personalized digital dollar to you. And so let's say, and he gives this example, that if you were in a casino and you went and you paid money out of your digital account, you got chips that also had your personal ID associated with them, and nobody else could use them. And you could only use them and trade them with somebody else who was willing to take yours. But let's say somebody, their digital ID would not allow them to buy an item, say a motorcycle. They couldn't even trade you to use your digital ID. Maybe they could if you had permission to buy that motorcycle.
Right.
And so what I realized in reading all this was, if you worked for a company, say you worked for Smith & Wesson, and now you wanted to buy, just pay your housing mortgage or your house insurance, and they said, we don't accept ID, digital ID, ID currency from Smith & Wesson, anybody who's associated with that. Let's say you're four steps removed from Smith & Wesson, and you are just a merchant in town. You've accepted it. And now you try to pay somebody with it. And they say, no, it's got your imprint, but it's also got this other imprint, and we are not accepting it. All of a sudden, you have gridlocked our entire monetary system around what is allowed and approved.
And politically.
It's isn't it like a digital DNA?
Yes.
But it extends so far back that you become responsible for decisions people made two, three, four generations back in terms of who has used that.
Right.
You just, this kills the free market. Absolutely kills it.
Well, then it kills your freedom. It kills your freedom to believe in the things that you want and to do business with the people that you want to do. And I love how you're putting this, though, because a lot of people think that it is electronic transactions, too.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. And you know how more and more countries are working around the dollar. So they're trading with each other instead of trading in dollars. So that's happening all over the globe. And he went outside and traveled all over Europe and Ukraine and Poland, and he said, the Russian sanctions were not created to block the Russians. The Russian sanctions were created to wall in the West. So we would have to have this security and approval to be able to use these dollars. It's absolutely astonishing. And he uses the example. He says, how many Americans know that an iPhone 15 sold in the United States is completely different from an iPhone 15 sold outside the yellow zone, meaning like Australia, Canada, the United States? The internal hardware is different. Do Americans even know that? And do they know why? It's because it runs on different software that allows different types of transactions. So if you get one of these phones and you try to use it, say it's an iPhone you buy outside the country, you try to use it inside the country, the software won't update.
Wow.
Because outside the country, you can go on Telegram and use different currencies, software currencies, to trade on, say, Telegram, which is a social media account. You are not allowed to do that in the United States. Not allowed.
Jeez.
Your phone is configured completely differently to allow and not allow. Isn't that mind-blowing?
Yeah, yeah. Strange.
And it says... it says, a real-life example was recently missed by many people when the story of the Apple Watch Series 9 was found to have violated patent technologies and banned for sale in the United States. To get into legal compliance, Apple transmitted a remote software update disabling the function of the patented technology in the United States, but only in the United States. They are creating these digital camps, essentially, that are locking us in to certain behaviors.
And landmass, by landmass, is what you're saying. So it's locking us in by landmass. So they could do that, detected by really walling us into a landmass area, and then do that to all the phones in the United States.
Yeah, to their phones. Mm-hmm. And so it's the landmass and it's the countries. And so it's which countries want their citizens in compliance. So in the next 12 to 24 months, we will have this. And 90% of people will think, well, what's the big deal? It's just transactions as normal because I do them all the time. I swipe my card. This is completely different. This has your name on it, every dollar. Jeez. When you spend physical dollars or when you swipe your card, those little things don't have your name on it if they're skipping from business to business to business.
Right.
But now they will. And it's just, we can't even wrap our mind around how this is going to affect us.
I know.
Really.
I don't even think we can comprehend at all. I mean, they have so many measures in place. It reminds me of the new AirPods. This was in sportsbusinessjournal.com, and this was their tech report, and it was all about Apple's patent to add sensing electrodes to AirPods, and it received approval. So when you're popping those AirPods in, the biosignals, such as the EEG, measure of brain activity. Mm-hmm. The patent also indicated that the potential to collect the wearer's biometric data via EMG. These are your iPod, your AirPods. And also, they will detect eye measurement and also your heart activity, ECG, and heart rate. And this happened, this provisional patent was filed, and it happened last year. And a lot of people didn't realize that this was going through. I think we briefly mentioned it on the show, but it reminded me of that you go buy some AirPods and you think you're buying just to listen to music. We deal with money and we think, well, I can just use the money I have then. And if it's all digital, I'll just use my digital money and I'll pay my bills. No, it is far more reaching than that and far more invasive than that, like the AirPods
are. Far more invasive, absolutely. And the thing that's going to happen is all cryptocurrency in any other form will be banned in the Western zones only. And what that means is crypto is not a currency. It is a barter based on trust.
Right.
But it has to have the ability to transfer into currency value at some point, and they will forbid it. But the rest of the world will be able to continue on and have all this commerce in all these different forms. Our governments are putting these chains around us.
Right. And we
don't see
it.
So that they can control it.
And we don't see it. We don't realize it. And people, if you start to talk about it, they'll say that you are a whack job. Which is, and a far right, never far left, always far right. Always painted as the criminal for asking. Wow. Be right back. More with Susan Reed when I come back on The Kate Daly Show.